Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Updated Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, August 31st. The grains closed higher with December corn up 8.5 cents, closing at 365. November beans up 12 cents, closing at 843.5. And December wheat up 10.5 cents, closing at 545.5. The beans just missed an outside up day. We would have had a close at 8:45 to get that done. We closed at 8:43.5, just missed it. We did take out the four in the orders, got up to 8:46¾, 2 cents over that in the aftermarket, but the settlement still didn't give us a close over 8:45. But still powerful action in here. Meal up 370, oil up 10 ticks. Obviously, we saw some short covering here before the long weekend. Now that the pressure is off from the DP contracts, as we expected, we could see this thing rally here. I think the corn possibly has more legs. The FC Stone number, a little bit lower than I think most people were thinking. And I think it's indicative that there are some problems out there with the crop. It's still going to be a big crop, but you know, I think with a little bit lower numbers coming in, maybe we can see a rally now. This is the time where we kind of expect to see it. If we can get these corn, you know, 385, somewhere in that range, I think it'll be a great selling opportunity. The beans, you know, same thing. The DP contracts are done now. So we've seen a release of the pressure, fund short covering, and we're able to push this thing higher. Again, you know, the FC Stone numbers were a little bit bigger, and I think ultimately we're going to see prices that we don't want to see, but it doesn't mean we can't rally first. Again, if we can get the beans anywhere up around 880, I think it's going to be a pretty good selling opportunity. The wheat was supported by the Stats Canada number being a little bit low. There's more talk about the Russians putting in export caps, but, you know, we've got the dollar up here again, back over 95 cents. That's not helpful. The trade deal with Canada was not made today. The president had the deadline by today. Apparently, he's off now to Camp David without a deal. So we haven't heard much about that, but that's not friendly to the grains. So that could put the whole Mexico thing in jeopardy, too. If Canada's not on board, Mexico may back out, so we'll have to see how that plays out. But in the meantime, we're able to see this short covering rally. If we look back over the last couple of years, we've been able to rally from this point to some extent. How much is unknown, but you know, hopefully we'll get a chance to sell more grain. I would say on December 19 corn, we closed it. Let me get the settlement price. We closed it at 394¾, up 6 cents. You know, if we can get that somewhere up around 420 with a lot more corn acres expected next year, I think it may be a good selling opportunity up here to get parted, you know, to get started on some hedging. But at any rate, I think we're due for a rally here. We've been oversold. The funds are short. It's the right time of year to rally. So hopefully we can see a little bit of a bounce here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.